Stumps on day two of the third test between England and South Africa. South Africa are trailing England by 439 runs with 8 wickets remaining in their first inning. South Africa's 60 for the loss of 2 wickets, responding of course to England's 499 for 9 declared. Fatima Ahmed is the cricket correspondent and founder of The Popping Crease. Joins me on the line. Lovely to chat to you again, Fatima. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show again. Lovely to be back.
We're going to spend the bulk of our conversation talking about South Africa, but can we just give a mention to England? A superb effort for them for the first 2 days of this third test.
Absolutely. They have been absolutely the better team so far. I was thoroughly impressed with how Ben Stokes and Ollie Pope batted yesterday. Ollie Pope is 22 years old. He's in his sixth test match, but he is showing such great maturity at this level. It's incredible talent for England at the moment. And Ben Stokes, I'm not the biggest fan of Ben Stokes, but I can even appreciate what he's doing for the team at the moment and the way he's batting. It was incredible.
It truly was, which unfortunately, Fatima, makes us reflect that the reason perhaps why we did win that first test in Centurion, I think it was, the Boxing Day test against England, was partly because they had just travelled from New Zealand and they had a devastating tour to New Zealand, and they'd picked up a stomach bug of sorts, which made them a rather weakened team.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think South Africa were the better team at Centurion for the Boxing Day test. They looked hungry. They looked hungry for success. They looked like they had passion. And I think they were the better team. The way KG and Nokia bowled with that new ball on that fourth day was exceptionally brilliant. And they were the better team. They thoroughly deserved that first test win.
Some questions around rules, Fatima, that you'll be in a much better position to answer than I am. Stephen Samastan asking, did Root not declare the England innings after the ninth wicket foul, after the no ball, then withdrawing of it? Is this not against the ICC rules? Can someone explain the ruling over this?
So the declaration can only happen once the ball is dead. As the umpires were still looking at the no ball, the ball was not actually dead. Therefore, to me, Root's declaration did not even count. So he was then not in a position to declare. So the innings should have then gone on, which is what happened.
All right, let's focus now on South Africa. They're trailing by 439 runs. They only have 8 wickets remaining. Alga not out on 32. Notier, who was the overnight, whatever it's called in cricket.
Night watchman.
Night watchman. Obviously, still to get off with his innings. But we lost Malan and we lost Hamza already. And both, unfortunately, going, quite frankly, cheaply.
It was very disappointing to see. I mean, Hamza was 9 overs to go. Well, as it turns out, 3 balls to go. But it's disappointing that they're just unable to dig in and just fight and just bat time. Because at the moment, that's all South Africa have to do at the moment. It's day 3. It's their first innings. But the position they find themselves in, their only real chance is to bat and save this test match, which is a very unfortunate position to be in. But that's where they find themselves.
Well, we have Faf still to bat, Van der Dessen, de Kock, Philander, and then, of course, Maharaj, Patterson and Rabada. Mark Boucher saying that he's hoping for big partnerships. I'm not seeing many out of the batsmen left to bat for South Africa.
That's key, though, partnerships. It's absolutely. Their plan today is very simple. Just bat. Bat time, bat well, bat in partnerships, and bat with discipline. That's the key here. Do not give your wicket away cheaply like they have done in the past.
Are we seeing an improvement, though? I keep on comparing this South African team to certainly the one we took to the World Cup. And granted, it was a very different format of cricket. I appreciate that. But even a year ago, the South African team, the Proteas team, was not the team that I was certainly proud of. Yes, they were winning some matches, but they were losing matches that they should not have been losing, quite frankly. And you got a sense that the change room was not settled, was not nice. It wasn't a pleasant environment, I imagine, for them to be in. So there seems to have been improvement in that aspect of the team. But we still have a lot of work to do as far as certainly batting is concerned, and some would argue even in the bowling.
Absolutely. You can definitely see a change in the players, especially Faf's mentality, the way he speaks, the way he granted, this test may not be a good example, but the way he was in the first test, he was passionate, he was hungry. They all were hungry for success. They seem to be a good unit at the moment, fighting for each other, which wasn't necessarily being shown in the World Cup and in their horrible losses to Sri Lanka, both home and away. But there is improvement, but it only is their third test with this new management. It will take time. Hopefully, with Kallis there, he can impart some of his wealth of knowledge to the batsmen. And the bowlers, they are world-class bowlers. They just need to perhaps just be a bit more disciplined and sticking with their plans for a longer time, because that's what England are doing. They have a plan and they stick to it. South Africa seem too impatient.
Because we will need to stick to a plan, as you say, bat the series out. It's only, at least this test match out, it's the only hope we have, because if we come out of this with a draw, then even without Rabada in the final test in Wanderers, we have a chance of potentially walking away with a draw, even eking out a victory if possible.
Yes, absolutely. They can't give up. They absolutely cannot give up. They have to at least fight for a draw for this test match.
Well, play resumes in an hour and 3 minutes. Fatima, thank you very much for your time this morning. Fatima Ahmed, the cricket correspondent and founder of the Popping Crease. South Africa once again are trailing England 439 runs with 8 wickets remaining in their first innings.